Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. As former Giants head coach Tom Coughlin used to say, talk is cheap, play the game. And that's the message for the current 2021 New York Football Giants. Because these Giants are saying all the right things, but the game they're playing is losing football. That's why they're winless now at 0-3. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And I got to tell you, folks, I am befuddled. It yesterday left me shaking my head. You know, it's an old, you hear it all the time in sports. You got to learn how to close the deal. You got to learn how to finish what you start. You got to reach back for something in crunch time. And these 2021 Giants are failing to do so. And it was really ugly yesterday at MetLife Stadium. And I'm not talking just because they lost to an Atlanta Falcons team that is not considered to be a very good team. Both the Falcons and the Giants went into yesterday's game at 0-2. Giants come out 0-3. But look, they're 0-3. They should be 2-1. And then all this ugliness would not be ugly. They lose yesterday. Time running out on a field goal. Okay? They lose the week before on a late field goal after taking a lead with 2 minutes to go. They give up a lead yesterday with 4:13. But it was tied. They still had a chance to win. And what really has me scratching my head is one of the strong points of this Giants team is supposed to be their secondary. They were a strong point last year. They really were. After a slow start, they were a strong point last year. And we all expected, even the naysayers, all expected this secondary to be something. Now, I know we can all say the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone's connected to the shin bone, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all connected parts. Everybody has to complement each other. But the secondary is just failing the Giants. You know, you win as a team, you lose as a team. And I don't just want to sit here and beat up on the secondary, but they're not getting the job done. They had a chance yesterday, close it out. Adoree Jackson had a ball in his hands for an interception in the end zone. Doesn't grab it. Logan Ryan gets called for a penalty in the end zone. It's crunch time. Logan Ryan had his hands on a couple of balls that coulda, shoulda been intercepted. But coulda, woulda, shoulda doesn't get the job done. I mean, think about what I just said. Three potential interceptions. Evan Engram fumbling the ball. It's a bad situation now, and it's really getting ugly at MetLife Stadium. One thing that I will say, you know, for all the naysayers regarding Daniel Jones can play. Not only can he play, he's a leader. I mean, he was out there yesterday. He lost two key weapons. He lost Sterling Shepard. He lost Darius Slayton. Both his receivers lost them to hamstring injuries. Gone in the second half. Okay? Lost two key players, but kept playing. And let me tell you, when he went in for a two-point conversion, I mean, he went in on a second effort on a two-point conversion. Everybody was cheering. His teammates rallied around him. But the defense, they just didn't get the job done. And now everybody is held responsible. And again, that's the way it should be. You win as a team, you lose as a team. But the ugliness now, you could feel it at the stadium yesterday. Now, there were a couple of things that happened that I'll say annoyed me, bothered me. You know, it was a great day at halftime with Eli Manning having his number 10 retired. He was honored. He goes into the Giants' Ring of Honor. He was led in by his former offensive lineman. It was just a really nice feel-good ceremony. But when co-owner John Mara was introduced, the fans booed John Mara. Now, I don't work for the Big Blue Chamber of Commerce, okay? But I'm going to tell you something. Anybody who boos John Mara is really misguided. Really, really misguided. You're talking about a guy who lives and dies. His entire life has been the Giants. He was born into it. He takes everything to heart. Everything. Nobody suffers the losses worse than John Mara. To me, you boo people who don't try. To me, you boo people who don't care. That's not John Mara. Not at all. So I think those fans are misguided. I get it. Fans want to vent their frustration. I get it. Listen, sports is my business, has been my business. I grew up a sports fan. I got to tell you something, folks. I've never, ever booed any one of my teams. Ever. Ever. Never, never, never have I ever booed one of my teams. Now, have I felt frustrated? Of course I have. I would boo only under one circumstance. If I was getting a half-ass effort, if somebody didn't care. Now listen, I understand this is pro football. Trying ain't good enough. I get it. You're paid to win. It's a bottom line business. I understand that. But something else happened out there yesterday, which, listen, Evan Engram fumbled the ball after a reception. All right? He fumbled the ball. The boos ran down, and then later when he was going off the field, they cheered him going off the field. Not cheered in support, but cheered as in jeered. Evan Engram just came back from a bad calf injury. A lot of us thought it would be a lot longer than just missing the first two games of the season. Bad game yesterday. Booing him ain't making him feel any better. And I'm, you know, don't say to me, what do you want us to do, Russ? Give him a hug and a kiss? This is his first game back. I'm not making excuses for Engram. I'm not making excuses for the Giants. Because as I said, the only excuse for the Giants is you got to start playing winning football instead of losing football. They can say all the right things. We're a together team. We're united. We win together. We lose together. Well, guys, start winning together. Enough of the losing together. I saw some positives yesterday. I see Saquon Barkley. As I said, people could have expected or whatever they wanted, but Saquon Barkley was not going to light it up the first two, three games. Not. I felt it was going to take him three, four games to get back. It was the same thing when, you know, we had said this when Adrian Peterson ripped up his knee. It took him a little while to get into his mojo, if you will, get his groove back. But Saquon's on his way there. We've seen really glimpses of the old Saquon, the way he's hitting a hole, he's doing things. But the secondary has left me befuddled. I'm quite frankly dumbfounded that I'm sitting here on this Monday morning talking about this. I did not expect this to happen. This one was a real, I'll say a shocker. I did not expect this to happen. I was there every day this week during practice, watching him, felt the energy, good vibes. So in a post game yesterday, I asked head coach Joe Judge, I said, I don't want to say playing scared, Joe, but do you sense your guys get nervous in crunch time? And he said, no, he didn't believe that. Well, at this point, I don't know what to believe from the players. Because, again, they can say all the right things, but they don't do the right things. This is such an old cliche. You got to finish the deal. You got to play 60 minutes, not 59 minutes, not 59 minutes and 59 seconds, 60 minutes. You got to finish the deal. Talk is cheap. Play the game. Go out and make a big play when a play needs to be made. This is pro football. We see guys make great plays all throughout a game. All throughout a game. And this goes for all sports. But when the game is on the line, who wants to get the job done? Who wants to step up and be the guy to close the deal? Be the guy to make the play. Let me handle it. Be the guy to step up and do it. And the Giants are not getting that on defense. They're just not. I was sitting with my producer yesterday, Rich Pagala. Rich has been with me since 1988. In the first half, when they were winning 6-0, I said to Rich, I said, I got a bad feeling they're going to be down 7-6 at the half. I just saw it happening again late in the first half. And sure, it was 7-6. But, and it could have been more, if not for but a fumble by the Falcons. Okay. And then when they scored that touchdown and went up 14-7, and then I saw late, you know, Falcons driving, and then they score the tying touchdown, an extra point with 4:13 left. I said to him, on that drive, before they even scored, I said, we're going to lose it here, 17-14 once again. Late field goal. And that's what happened. And I'm not some soothsayer. But it's becoming commonplace. And what's becoming commonplace, and Coach Judge has said all along, and then you hear the players say it, we've got to learn to close the deal. We've got to finish. Well, what's it going to take to learn? I know the players aren't feeling good. I know it sucks for the players to have to get up and face the media and answer these questions. But what's it going to take? I'll tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take people to step up in crunch time when the game is on the line. We've said this time and time again. You know, there are guys in all sports. Do they want the ball thrown to them? Does the quarterback want to be the guy on the two-minute drive, or is he getting gun-shy? I can tell you Daniel Jones is not gun-shy. Something is going wrong with the defense. They just cannot finish the deal. In basketball, with the game on the line, who wants the ball in his hands? In basketball, that's the thing. Who wants the ball in his hands? In baseball, who wants to get up in the bottom of the ninth with the game on the line? Some guys want to swing the bat. Other guys are so uptight, they squeeze the sawdust out of the handles of the bat. Now, I don't know. You know, football is the most team sport of them all. 11 on each side, and you're all linked together. But do they get scared? I don't know. I asked Coach Judge, are they getting nervous? And the answer was, no, he doesn't see that. I take the coach at his word. And I'm sure we'll be talking to the players all this week. What's the problem? What's the problem? I can tell you what the problem is. Just win the damn game. This team should be 2-1. They're 0-3. And it's going to get ugly. And you know what happens when things get ugly? And I'm not remotely suggesting it now, but when things get ugly and they get out of hand, then you start questioning about people's jobs and people's livelihoods. That's what pro football is about. This team is supposed to be a lot better than last year's team. I mean, I have been there from the get-go this season, watching training camp, watching practices, dealing with the players and the coaches each and every week. And they say, everybody says all the right things. During a week, they practice the right way. But you know what? It doesn't mean a rat's ass if you don't take what you do on the practice field and take it on to the game day. And on game day, with everything on the line, it's gone to the crapper. It has gone to the crapper. Now, I know the players are pissed off. I know the players are pissed off. I see it. I talk to them. But you know what? Being pissed off isn't good enough, guys. being angry isn't good enough. What's good enough is if you go out and do something about it. You can't expect help if you're not going to help yourselves. And that's what you need to do. The Giants need to go out and help themselves. You know, as far as the booing goes, look, I said it. You want to boo Giants ownership? Well, that's on you. I think it's misguided. But that's the way fans are. And in social media, everything gets out of hand and out of control real fast. You know, they're big boys. They got thick skins. And I do think the guys on the Giants have thick skins. But again, that's all fine and dandy. Thick skins, you know, right attitudes. Go do something about it. Being pissed off and upset about the current situation is not good enough. Go do something about it. I started this podcast by saying it. I will say it again. Talk is cheap. Play the game. And by playing the game, I mean play some winning football, not losing football. You always have to give the other teams credit. You know, they're out there trying to win too. But for crying out loud, let's not make the other teams look like champions down the stretch. They did it with the Falcons yesterday. They did it with the Redskins the week before on that Thursday night game. It's got to stop. You want to stop the bleeding, New York Football Giants? Then you stop it. You do something about it. Talk is cheap. Play the game. And by playing the game, once again, I'm meaning play winning football. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do that on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can always get me on Facebook. You can also check out my website at russsalzberg.com. Big time thank yous, as always, to my home here at Bleav.com. Because as you know, folks, I say it to you every week, Bleav is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I want to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to each and every one of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.